Distorted View Daily proudly presents an actual voicemail left on the Jimmy Dean Sausage customer service hotline.
Randy Taylor, I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your products, your quantity of your products. Your products are very delicious. Love your sausage for 30-something years, but I can't take and feed a family of five on a little 12-ounce roll of sausage. I don't mind paying you more money for your 16-ounce roll of sausage, but you don't have it anymore. You've got a 12-ounce roll, and you've got three men that weigh over 200 pounds apiece, a woman that's a little plump Scotch girl, and a daughter who's 13, and you're going to try to take a 12-ounce roll of sausage and a couple of dozen eggs and feed that. It ain't going to work, and I'm not going to purchase your product anymore or ever again. And as far as your 16-ounce and maple and sage, I don't eat that. I'm not from the North. I'm a Texas man. Jimmy Dean sausage is for Southern people to eat with their breakfast, with the fried eggs and the T-bone steaks. And I'm not going to buy two of those 12-ounce packages just because you want to downsize and charge the same goddamn price. Thank you. Goodbye. That little 12-ounce goddamn roll of sausage is supposed to feed your brother and me and you 600 pounds of men at least. Get my point? And the two girls, and they put it in that fucking pussy roll of sausage. Son of a bitch. Somebody needs their ass kicked. Some little consumer geekeroid. Fuck this shit up. Save money. Yeah, save money. Save money. Fuck, I'm gonna eat, goddammit.
Hey freaks, it's Friday, October 3rd, 2008. Coming up on the program today, a little girl's liver is ripped in half. You have no idea how greatly that pleases me. Plus, Sarah Palin porn and Tony Soprano raped me. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes! Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, and in the week with the Big Friday program, got a great podcast for you today. At the top of the program, I just saw a video that's really making me question whether or not the internet is a good thing, specifically for porn. Now, you guys know, it seems like ever since the internet boom of the 90s, stranger and stranger porn seems to be making its way to the mainstream. Prolapsed assholes, for instance. Furry porn. Now take a listen to this guy.
Okay, this one's kind of different. I'm actually talking to this one. Here, I have a bowl of Stay Puft marshmallows. I've only taken at the most 10 in my ass at once. So I'm going to see exactly how many of these I can get in there before you can't take anymore.
What the hell? Now, you're just reaching for straws at this point. Really? Shoving marshmallows up your ass? What does that accomplish? Just use a broomstick and fuck your hole, for Christ's sake, sticking marshmallows up there. Listen to him go.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. 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 Oh.
Just keeps going, stuffing more and more marshmallows in his ass. I can't believe that moaning is real. I think it's a lot of theatrics, quite frankly. How good can a marshmallow feel up there?
Well, I guess that was about 25. That's more than I made last time.
Yay! Well, we got a new world record!
Thanks for watching.
You're welcome. You know, I was on YouTube yesterday, and I found that I was subscribed to this kid's video. I don't know how I find these retards. They just pop up on my YouTube account. I honestly don't remember adding this kid, but I've been subscribed to his videos for a really long time. And again, he's mentally handicapped. I don't know why they're all on YouTube.
Are you ready? Keep going. Born wrestling radio.
Something about wrestling radio. Retards are always into wrestling for some reason.
Okay. Yes. Now, I thought
thought maybe he was just joking around in this video. It was the first one that I watched. But here he is. Again, he's a little more intelligible. Not much, though. And he's got some political insights to share with us.
No, I'm going to do a video on this.
Okay, go for it.
Obama. No, I think he should win. He should win.
He should. He should win.
You know why?
Why? He should win.
Tell you why. One. Is that there's this dumb girl McCain shows.
Dumb girl. Palin, yes.
And you know what he, you know who he chose? He chose it. A girl with limited experience.
Say that again, please.
A girl with limited experience.
Experience. Oh.
In Alaska. And who was that?
All right, you get the idea. I'm going to put a link to this kid's videos on the show notes today so you can check them out. Couple more clips before we get into the news. I've got some more crazy preacher clips. Take a listen to this guy's sermon.
Sometimes we get caught up in the wrong thing. The wrong thing is cross-dressing. Cross-dressing is where a man is trying to appear like a woman.
I kind of like this guy's sermon. It's like he's singing. A cross-dresser is a man who dresses like a woman. And a woman who dresses like a man. She ain't got no penis. There's something wrong with that. All right, let's continue on here.
The wrong thing is cross-dressing. Cross-dressing is
where a man is trying to appear like a woman.
Cross-dressing is where a woman is trying to appear like a man and disguise and camouflage who they really are. And they really had it in the old days.
The old days. Apparently referring to the 1970s and 80s. That Annie Lennox sure looked like a man for a while. And who the hell knows what David Bowie is? Amen. My beautiful voice. All right, here's another clip from a religious show. This time the host is talking about abortions, and he is taking callers.
Earlier in the show, you were getting pretty hardcore into the abortion issue. And, personally, I don't think people should get abortions, but I think people should just have the right to have a choice. Because some people who are getting an abortion, they may not have had a choice to get pregnant. So,
right.
I mean, there's a lot of different things that could have happened, a lot of different situations. So you should always give people the choice.
Do you believe that we should have the choice to rape your mother?
What?
No, I don't believe.
Why not? Some people might want to rape your mother.
Well,
what about their choice?
Different, though, man.
Why is that different, man?
It's a total... What the hell does that have to do with abortions?
Well, because we don't set up, like, shops to rape people's mother. Like,
this kid isn't helping. We don't set up rape shops. What? Why are you even entertaining this guy's ridiculous questions? Anyways, I've got another clip here. This is from a talk show where a woman is confronting her man, who apparently is a drunk, and she doesn't know what a DNA test is. Take a listen.
You lost your job because you went the word drunk. Half the time you went the word drunk, that's why you lost your job.
No.
That's why. You won't even take a DNA test for children and youth. Hello? How dumb can you be? What do you got to hide?
Excuse me, a DNA test?
Drug and alcohol, don't you?
A drug and alcohol test. DNA.
What a DNA test is?
I don't need to say any more about that, do I?
All right, and finally, before we get into the news, a couple days ago on the show, I was playing clips again from Kids Bop, you know, children singing popular songs. Well, a lot of people have been sending me this YouTube clip. It really is atrocious. It's children singing for Barack Obama. Take a listen.
We're gonna spread happiness. We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it.
All right, first of all, what do children know about politics? They can't vote. Who cares what they think?
We're gonna spread freedom.
I saw a black person on Sesame Street.
Obama's gonna leave.
All right, and I gotta say, you know, I'm a very liberal person because I love abortions and pornography. But I must say, this is really awful. This is obviously the parents making their children do this. A lot of people are saying this is reminiscent of the Hitler Youth and the songs they had to sing.
We're gonna change it and rearrange it. We're gonna change the world.
The song is 4 minutes long. Get comfortable. All right, I can't listen to any more of this nonsense. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right this second. It's Friday. It's the beginning of the month. You either got paid today or your welfare check came. Let the government pay for your Sideshow subscription. That's what I say. Yes, $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts throughout the week. Yesterday was a video cast. Today, we've got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. Great time to sign up for the Sideshow, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you knew it was coming. It was only a matter of time. Larry Flint is using the power of porn to express his views on Sarah Palin. The Hustler founder and freedom of speech advocate has produced an X-rated movie using an adult film actress who resembles the Republican vice presidential candidate. Flint's producers posted an anonymous Help Wanted ad on Craigslist in L.A. just days before the Republican convention, quote, looking for a Sarah Palin lookalike, read the ad, for an adult film to be shot in the next 10 days. I have the ad in front of me. It's for a major adult studio. It says, please send pics, stats, etc. ASAP. They're paying $2,000 to $3,000, and bonus, no anal required. $2,000 to $3,000 and you don't even have to do anal? Tina Fey, I hope you applied. Flint spokesperson David Carrillo confirmed that the film had been shot by Hustler Video, but he wouldn't yet reveal the title. Oh, I have a few suggestions. Actually, Radar Magazine came up with a few, such as Juno You Want It and Northern XX Exposure. Those aren't bad. I've got a couple ideas here. I wrote down, how about Porking Sarah Palin? That's a good one. The Russians Are Coming. My personal favorite one that I came up with is Drilling in Palin's Pipeline. And, of course, Impalin Palin. They're all good ones. There's tons more floating around the internet. Governor Palin's spokesman, surprise, surprise, could not be reached for comment. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Denver, Colorado. Investigators looking into the death of a 4-year-old girl said she... I didn't even get to the funniest part yet. Yes, investigators looking into the death of a 4-year-old girl said she was severely beaten, and wait for it, and her liver was almost ripped in half. My favorite audience member in that crowd is the guy who goes, woo! He's like, yeah, rip that bitch's liver out. All right, the girl's stepfather, 23-year-old Tristan Price, is facing first-degree murder charges. He had previously been suspected of biting the girl on her breasts, but no charges were ever filed in that case. According to the arrest affidavit released Tuesday, Tamril Randall died of multiple injuries, including 8 broken ribs and a lacerated liver. Price told investigators that on Friday morning, he went to wake up Tamril, who was sleeping in her playpen, and when she did not respond, he shook her and tried to wake her up in the shower. He shook her liver loose is what he did. shaken baby syndrome. Dr. Sunil Prasher said the injuries were not natural and that three of the ribs had been broken previously, quote, possibly a couple of weeks or months prior, and they actually started to heal. Dr. Prasher went on to say exactly how fucked up the child was. Give me some mood music there, Charlie. Nice, nice. That's smooth. I like it. Yes, the ribs were broke again, along with another five breaks in the ribs. There was lacerations of the liver, and the child's lower cavity was filled with blood from the liver being split open. How could this happen? Well, probably because someone stomped on the child with their bare feet. She also had two marks consistent with bite marks that were found on each of the child's breasts. There you have it. Ba-ba-da-bim-ba-ba-doo! According to the affidavit, the child's mother, Tanisa Randall, said that Price had bitten her too out of anger. Quote, "It is pretty shocking sometimes what people will do to children," said Shirley Rodas, administrator of Child Protective Services for the El Paso County Department of Human Services. Rodas said family members will sometimes look the other way when child abuse happens to protect the perpetrator. Price is currently being held without bond at the El Paso County Criminal Justice Center. Final story we have for you today. This comes from Australia. A Victorian man who believed he had been raped by the mob boss from the TV drama The Sopranos killed his friend by stabbing him 46 times. Callum Zane Smith, 21, has pleaded guilty to the charge of defensive homicide for stabbing and killing Christopher Leone outside the victim's home. In the lead-up to the June 14th attack, Smith had suffered paranoia and psychotic episodes, a pre-sentence hearing was told today. Smith believed he had been anally raped by fictional mob boss Tony Soprano. Ooh, Sopranos sex fan fiction. That might be good for Sextastic Tuesday. Yes, he believed he was anally raped by fictional mob boss Tony Soprano from the U.S. drama The Sopranos. He'd also heard voices telling him to harm himself and his brother. The initial hearing held in, Warrnambool in May was adjourned so a further psychologist report could be obtained. The new report found Smith to be batshit crazy! He suffered schizophrenia, which had been aggravated by drug abuse. Smith told police the pair were arguing about hepatitis C when Mr. Leone punched him, then looked at the kitchen knife. Believing Mr. Leone would go at him, Smith grabbed the knife and started stabbing his friend. Not once, not twice, but 46 times. Apparently, since being in jail, his mental health has improved, and he's been taking antipsychotic medications. Apparently, he's going to be in jail for up to 6 years, with a non-parole period of 3 to 4.5 years. There you go. Tony Soprano raped me! That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Hey, Tim, I just had an idea. Sure. Maybe if there's something explicit, some video that you can't put in a video cast, you should post it on the Sideshow website, because I feel like I'm really missing out on things that you can't stream. So, loyal Sideshow member, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. She wants more cocks on the Sideshow feed, apparently.
Tim A., Bowman Roman from South Carolina. Listen, I just had my You Know You're a Freak moment win, and it happened when I was listening to your show.
Okay.
You were talking about the girl that was getting the wine enema,
mm-hmm.
and you said that it is the fastest way to get alcohol into your blood system, and I really thought you were going to say the hottest way to get alcohol.
Well, that goes without saying. Thank you very much. Next up.
Hey, Tim. I'm calling to thank you for making me realize that my name is so cunty. And I'm going to change it to Bukkake. That's right, this is Vicky.
Oh, hey Vicky.
Now Bukkake. What a cunty name my name is.
Sorry,
no
Vicky.
I'm a silly bitch.
I think Vicky was a little hurt that I said her name was cunty.
Jagoo, Tim. It's one of your Sideshow freaks from Houston. Just letting you know, finally got some internet back. Been 2 weeks without an episode of DV. I've been going crazy.
Yeah.
Well, better have some good shows for me, Cupcake.
Thank you very much. Actually, it's funny. There was almost a week where there weren't any shows because I was without power because of the same fucking hurricane.
Hello, Tim. This is Dominique. I believe I sent you a couple of suitably horrifying, I hope, car commercials involving a character called Eagle Man, who had was shitting on the cars.
I don't.
You know?
Yeah, I have seen them before. I don't think I've played any on the show though.
The cars, you know, ringing any bells? Haven't seen it, so I don't know if you got it or not. I was thoroughly disappointed when it wasn't aired.
Oh, no!
Wondering about that.
Well, you know, I think the problem with those ads are they don't really translate that well to audio. It might work as a video cast, though.
Tim, long-time listener, first-time caller, I'm a fucking...
I'm going to warn you, I'm not going to play much of this because it's 2 minutes long.
For even saying that, you know, it's so fucking generic anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, man, I'm going to get the train wreck. I sound like a...
No.
Yay, Jim, it's your birthday, yay. Guess what?
It's the temperature of the drying air.
That's you! It's your birthday! Yay!
It's not my birthday.
It's your birthday! Happy birthday to you!
I can't believe people actually suggest that I do a whole show of just voicemails. It would be 30 minutes of that, pretty much.
Hey there, it's Neil from Toronto. I'm listening to the September 23rd show, and I'm wondering about what, not only the song, okay, you were playing when the kid got splashed with the hot water and you did the insensitive reenactment and then you did the insensitive reenactment with the chihuahua, you slowed down the screams and then you played this weird vocoded crazy pop song in the background. First off, what's the song, and secondly, what the fuck is the context? Like
for a while it was very popular. Maybe 2 years ago it was popular. The OC did this episode where one of the characters was surprisingly shot, right? And then as he's falling down to the ground, that music was playing. And then there were all sorts of these weird parodies of it. Saturday Night Live did one. There's tons on the internet. Do a search for Dear Sister. I believe that was the name of the episode of the OC. And you'll have a hard time finding, you know, the real version because there's so many parodies of it. But that's pretty much what it's all about. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in oh God.
Do you believe that we should have the choice to rape your mother?
Can't rape the willing, baby. My mom is a whore. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes, digusundig.com. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. Listen, we've got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. Next week is going to be a little strange because I'm moving. So hopefully there's going to be some new episodes of Distorted View. It probably won't be a full week of programs because, you know, it's fucking... I got shit to do. I don't have time to be bothered with this. But we'll be doing some stuff on the Sideshow feed. There will be some programs. There will be some best of shows. So stick with me. Oh, you know what I'm going to be doing next week, though? Because I won't be able to do some shows and stuff when I don't have internet access, I am going to be working on a redesign of distortedview.com. I think it's time that we update that look. And I'm going to be redesigning the Sideshow website as well, to eliminate that fucking annoying feature that makes you enter your username and password a gazillion times. So I will be productive. Follow me on Twitter. I will be doing some shows, I promise, next week. So thank you guys so much. We'll see you back on Monday. There will be a show on Monday, I promise you that. Until then, bye, everybody!
My problem is I've got my pointer in the middle of the screen, and I need to move it to the left, but my mouse is over on the left-hand side of the pad. And if I go any further to the left, it's going to go off the pad. Anyway, anyway, if you could give me a call, I'd appreciate it. I'll wait until I hear from you.